the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They say they can save $120 billion over the next 5 years, and it says the savings will come from improvements to the Medicare program. That includes new tools to fight waste, fraud, and abuse, reforming payment systems, and expanding the use of electronic health records. John Blum is the Deputy Administrator and Director of the Center for Medicare and joins us with some details on the savings, how they're pulling this off. Mr. Blum, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, but you're rich. How did you save all of this money?
Well, I think we're putting in place new tools, new programs, some of which provided to us by the new Affordable Care Act that was signed into law last year, some of which through other authorities. But what we're trying to do is to ensure that our payments promote stronger efficiency, that our payments promote better hospital safety programs, that we ensure that we're paying market prices rather than over inflated prices for wheelchairs and oxygen tanks. But our goal is to make sure that the program is as strong as possible, that our payments are correct, and that beneficiaries have the best possible value.
So aside from new policies, which I think the effect of which will be debated for some time now, as an operating entity with 40 data centers and all those employees, it sounds like you're saying that CMS can do things operationally, regardless of health policy, that'll save money.
Well, we are being much more vigilant in targeting fraud, waste, and abuse. We are doing much more work with data and predictive analysis to ensure that we screen out bad actors, that we ensure that our payments are accurate. And just through better management, better data, we are saving billions of dollars. But we're also putting in place new payment systems that promote more efficiency, that encourage hospitals, physicians to coordinate care. And when care is coordinated, when care is safer, taxpayers pay less.
So does this involve an investment on the front side so you get the payoff on the back side, or is this a savings all the way around?
Well, we're putting in place new payment policies. We're giving more support to hospitals to ensure that they provide the safest possible care. So part of our strategy is to correct the way that we pay for care to ensure that it's better coordinated, but also to provide much more support to hospitals, to physicians, to ensure they have all the tools to better coordinate care. We're providing payments to encourage physicians and hospitals to adopt health IT, medical health records electronically. When physicians have better data, when hospitals have better data, when CMS has better data, we know that care is improved.
We're speaking with John Blum, Deputy Administrator and Director of the Center for Medicare, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And I wanted to ask you to follow up a little bit on that idea of the analytics that you mentioned, because very often when a fraud is found, you know, one entity gave the same diagnosis or something to 500 people, you know, and it's all identical. What kind of systems are you putting in place to try to find the subtle versions of that kind of fraud?
Well, I think historically the program has relied on a pay and chase process. We paid a claim, then after the fact we would go after the claim if it was paid incorrectly. I think what we're trying to do is to change the focus and to change the orientation, provide a lot more upfront investment to our analytics to predict which payments, which providers would be paid incorrectly or potentially fraudulently. But also that a way for us to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse is to correct the payment policies that have been in place historically that encourage fraudsters, that encourage bad actors to provide services. So, for example, we have historically paid for hospital beds and wheelchairs way inflated rates, and that has encouraged a lot of bad actors to come into the program, a lot of fraud. So it's both a process of paying correctly, paying at market prevailing rates to ensure that we create the correct incentives, but also to do a lot more data analytics, data up front, to predict which providers could be trying to scam the program.
Now, much of this is already in place. Are you finding that there are challenges you had not anticipated as you put these new tools into place, and are there other challenges that are coming that you're trying to anticipate?
Well, I think some of the challenges that we're facing is, one, just to educate beneficiaries. And so part of our goal is to make sure that beneficiaries themselves are vigilant, that they understand the changes. For example, historically we've had tremendous oversupply of certain kinds of provider suppliers. Now our notion is we want the best possible suppliers, the best quality, the highest quality suppliers, providers to participate within the program. And that requires a lot of energy and effort to educate Medicare beneficiaries for these changes. They will also be asked to navigate the healthcare delivery system in different ways. And so part of our challenge is communicating to 45 million beneficiaries to ensure that they are vigilant, that they are, you know, watching their claims to ensure that what's being billed to the program is correct. But at the same time, we're asking them to use the healthcare system in a more coordinated fashion, more efficient fashion, to ensure that they get the best possible care, but also the lowest cost care.
So it sounds like the onus is not only on you, but on the user. Everybody has to work together so this will work.
Correct. And I think, our goal is to ensure that physicians and hospitals have better tools to coordinate care and to provide more efficient care, more safer care, that we know that when we reduce medical errors, there are tremendous savings to the system. But part of the challenge is to ensure that 45 million beneficiaries understand what benefits they have. For example, we have new preventive benefits added to the program for the first time this year. That's going to keep beneficiaries healthier. That's good for our beneficiaries, but we have to make sure that beneficiaries understand these new benefits, but they also understand that that healthcare can be provided in a safer, coordinated fashion that will require them to use the healthcare system in a different way.